But ultimately, a supreme crisis did arrive, a crisis that remains unresolved to this day, and it's over half a century old. And as I said way back in the first lecture, if we're ever to face up squarely to Ives' unanswered question, if we're ever to understand this crisis, we must first understand what brought it about, how we got into this pickle in the first place. So in the remainder of this lecture, I'm going to try to give you a sense of this critical turn by examining and then listening to one short piece plucked out of musical history at a moment of particular stress, Debussy's Prélude à l'après-midi d'un faune, The Afternoon of a Faun, one of the last ditch stands of tonal and syntactic containment, exactly as was the Mallarmé poem on which it's based. This enchanted faun came into being just before the turn of the century, at a moment when all the arts were standing on the brink of radical change. Not just stylistic change, I mean radical change. The tugs and strains that were wrenching at figurative painting had already produced impressionism. The representational object was fast disappearing into washes of color, suggestive formations, chromatic, pointillistic fantasies. Cubism is around the corner, abstractions in the wind,